Experts tell us that there are four main characteristics that make for a good leader: calling, competence, charisma, and character. Today, I want to talk to you about character. British politician and writer John Morley observed that no man can climb out beyond the limitations of his own character. John Maxwell wrote that no leader can break trust with people and expect to keep influencing them. And even General Norman Schwarzkopf points out that leadership is a potent combination of strategy and character. But if you must be without one, be without strategy. Listen to the words of another writer. Character makes trust possible, and trust makes leadership possible. Whenever you lead people, it's as if they consent to take a journey with you. The way that trip is going to turn out is predicted by your character. With good character, the longer the trip is, the better it seems. But if your character is flawed, the longer the trip is, the worse it gets. Why? Because no one enjoys spending time with someone he doesn't trust. It is often said that character is who you are when you think no one is watching. It's the integration of your most fundamental attributes and tendencies. Proverbs 4:23 puts it well. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So how do we go about living a life of integrity and good character? Truth-telling, sexual purity, practicing excellence, diligence, honor, and veracity. Well, here are a few quick suggestions. Most importantly, stay close to God. Through prayer and studying scripture, worship, and other spiritual disciplines, you just naturally become more Christ-like. Make yourself accountable to someone you trust and who will be honest with you about your character flaws. Be aware of your weaknesses and build in safeguards that will help you rise above temptation. Years ago, I stumbled across an exercise that has helped me very much. I wrote a personal rule of life, listing my core values and how I plan to keep those at the center of my life. Occasionally, I review this covenant contract with God and ask Him, God, how am I doing today and how can I improve? But here's the most effective tool. It's found in Romans 12:1-2. I appeal to you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.